Video self-modeling is one of three types of video modeling that are sometimes used and have been demonstrated to be effective for children with disabilities. So in video self-modeling, the child with a disability sees a video of themselves performing the targeted skill. So Lillian would see a video of herself playing with her peers, or see a video of herself playing on a swing with a classmate. Within video modeling, the child is still watching a video of the targeted skill, but they themselves are not performing that skill. So in Lillian's case, she might watch a video of her peers engaging in collaborative play activities. Finally, a third way of implementing video modeling is point of view modeling. Within this approach, the individual who is watching the video sees what they would actually see while performing the targeted skill. So for example, if we were using point of view modeling to demonstrate how to go to the store and buy a jar of peanut butter, in the video what the individual would see is exactly what they would see as they walked into the store, as they went down the aisle, as they reached up to get the jar of peanut butter off the shelf, and as they went to the cashier. So it would be from the point of view of the person performing the targeted skill.